all the dads, happy Father's Day. Thank you for leading your families, especially leading your families in the ways of faith. That it's the father who has been given a share in this fatherhood of God. And one of the responsibilities that you've been given as a father is to lead your family and to lead them in the ways of faith. Even within the Holy Family, with Mary as his wife and the child Jesus entrusted to his care, it was Joseph, a mere mortal, who was given the responsibility from God of leading the Holy Family. He is the one who led them when Jesus was a small infant into Egypt and then led them back to Nazareth and led them throughout. So fathers, thank you and happy Father's Day. I want to offer a simple meditation on one aspect of the greatest and central mystery of all, which is the Trinity. And I want you to call to mind the person who knows you best. I know you're popular, but I just want you to choose one. Just call to mind just one person who absolutely knows you best and whom you know better than anyone else. To think of what images or memories that come right to mind with this person, or the moments that defined or deepened the relationship that you have with this person, and the depths that you know them and that they know you. As much as you know this person, and they might know you, they remain to you. That person, they remain to you an absolute mystery. They remain an absolute mystery to you. Not in the sense of, oh, there's so much that's just unknown about them, or they're hiding things. And I know there's somebody out there who's like, I've known her, we've been married for nearly 50 years. Ain't nothing I don't know about her yet. Or nothing I ain't gonna find out. No, no, buddy, I hate to be the one to break it to you, but you don't have the first clue. And it's not because of, oh, there's so many things that the person hasn't revealed to you or they're hiding from you. No, it's because there's a depth in the human person of who you are, in everything that is true and good and beautiful about that other person and about you, which is just, it's too vast. It's too sublime for another person to be able to even begin to tap into the depth of who that person is, even if it's a person you know far more than anyone else in the world. They remain an absolute mystery to you. You see the tip of the iceberg. And you will always, in this life, remain a mystery to them. To be known by the other person and to know them in the depth of who they are. There's only one relationship between persons in which each person is fully known and fully loved to the very depth of their being. And that relationship is within the Trinity. It is God. It is the Father who knows and loves the Son and pours himself out. And the Son who receives the love of the Father and for all of eternity is pouring himself out, offering himself to the Father in love of the Father. And that love is the life of the Holy Spirit between the two of them. This is the one relationship. And this is what it means in which God is love. God is a Trinity in that He is pure self-gift. He is pure self-gift. And so we think about that. All right, so this is what you're telling me, Father. I'll never really know myself because I'm this infinite mystery. Never really going to know anyone else, even the person I know most in the world. And here's the Trinity, the one relationship in which these persons know each other to the very core for all of eternity. And I'm just on the outside looking in. I'm on the outside looking in at myself. Don't really get it. On the outside looking in of other people, on the outside looking in of the Trinity. This is the beautiful thing. Because God has created us and He's created you in His image, that the Trinity is stamped upon you and it's stamped upon every little thing in creation. Every single thing in creation is created with the Trinity, that truth, that great mystery stamped upon it. And everything points back to Him, all of it. It's not something that just remains on the outside, but rather God has opened this very life of who He is, and His desire is to reveal Himself to us that He might, first of all, be known by you, that you might come to truly know God in the depth of who He is, that He's revealed from all eternity to His Son through the Holy Spirit, that this is what He's opened up to us. He's revealed Himself, that this is who God is. God is pure self-gift. He's opened that up so that we're able to enter into His life. And it's through entering into His life of who He is that we're able to come to know in greater depth, even in this life, who you are and who you were created to be. The gift that you are and the gift that you're meant to be as a self-gift. And also to come to know, to the extent that it's possible, even other people. That this has been opened up to us because God has created us in His image and He's redeemed us through who He is and who He's always been for all of eternity, which is this gift of self, this Trinitarian love. When I was a brand new seminarian, you know, I started seminary late. I was 24 years old before I entered seminary. And then Father Tom Richter was vocation director. And every summer we would gather at this cabin. It was kind of a retreat. It was more just, you know, we go out skiing during the day, we pray during the evening, and one of the first nights, I was a brand new seminarian, and he led us, you know, in prayer. And, you know, he has his way. He's like, gentlemen, I want you to enter into your heart in prayer, and I want you to speak to God the Father. And I'm thinking, okay, hi, God. And then he left it there for a little bit. And I want you to turn. I want you to speak now to God the Son. Speak to Jesus. And I started getting uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, this is different. And then he, you know, goes on. I want you to relate now and speak to the Holy Spirit who's present with you. And it's funny because, you know, I was a brand new seminarian. And just earlier in that year, I had read like hundreds of pages that Augustine had written, and I'd written a whole paper on it about the Trinity. I knew all kinds of things about who God was, who God is, and who God will always be in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I didn't have the first clue of knowing Him. Because the only way that, thinking back to the person who you know deeply in your life, the only reason that that relationship has grown is because it's been through relationship, through revealing yourself to that other person and then revealing themselves to you. But I had never actually deeply prayed. And coming to know God as Father, as God the Father, who is the one who is pouring his love upon me at all times, and the security in being loved by God the Father, and knowing Jesus Christ, the Son, as my brother, in the midst of any sort of pain, any sort of doubt, experiencing him close to me, walking with me, working through me, or knowing God as the Holy Spirit, that this rush of the love of God within the heart that prompts and nudges us in being able to have God's very life alive within us, moving me throughout the day. I knew all kinds of things about God, but I didn't know him, because knowing someone in the depth comes only through the gift of self and opening oneself to the other. John Paul II, the line that he quoted more than any other line in his entire papacy was from the encyclical Gaudium et Spes, verse 24. He said, "Man cannot fully find himself. You cannot fully know yourself except through a sincere gift of himself. You will never come to know who you are through diving deep into psychology or personality tests or going on a track of self-discovery. No, the way that we come to know who we are and who others are is through the gift of self, of giving ourselves to God in prayer and pouring ourselves and giving ourselves out in love of others as well. And in this funny way of pouring ourselves out like God, it's the only way in which we come to begin to know more deeply who God is, who he is, who you are, and who others in your life are as well. The great mystery at the center of everything, God in the Trinity, and seeking him out with a restless heart." I want to close with a prayer of St. Augustine on the Trinity. O Lord, my God, my one hope, hearken to me, lest through weariness I be unwilling to seek thee, but that I may always ardently seek thy face. Do thou give strength to seek, who hast made me find thee, and hast given the hope of finding thee more and more and more.